Zach Purton has just had terrific success over in Hong Kong, and he's topped it really off, I suppose, by winning Hong Kong's richest race over there on the weekend, the Longines Hong Kong Cup, and that gives him basically the set. Congratulations, Zach. You must be wrapped.
Yeah, I am. You know, it's been the race that's eluded me. I've run second a couple of times previously. One time I was nabbed on the line, only got beat a short half head. So to finally get the result and, like you said, get the set, complete the jigsaw, it's pretty satisfying, and I'm pretty lucky, really.
Well, you're up there in rarefied air with the other jocks who've done it. I think Gerald Mosse, Joe Marrera, you're only about the third, aren't you?
I am, yeah. So it's hard enough to win one of these races, let alone get all four.
Now, the other thing about this, Time Warp, you must have had this plan in mind. It was absolute daylight robbery. You just went to the front and gave it to him.
Yeah, it's always good to have a plan. And we always go out there hoping that we're going to get it our own way. And fortunately, this time, they just let me bowl along, do my own thing in front. There wasn't much speed in the race on paper, so I thought I might be able to get a pretty comfortable lead. I didn't try and go too slow. I just kept him in his rhythm and made sure I went quick enough that something wasn't going to make a mid-race move or try and put any more pressure on me. He relaxed nice for me, and he gave me the kick that I was hoping he was going to.
Did you expect someone to come up and tackle you at any point, or were you surprised they left you alone?
No, I didn't expect anyone to come and tackle me because I just kept the sectionals at a fast enough clip that it allowed the other riders to stay in the positions that they were in. If I had have gone any slower or really tried to put the brake on, I could imagine someone would have tried to take off or put some more pressure on me. So I found that right balance on him yesterday. It's not always going to happen because no doubt now that he's won, someone's going to go at next start and try and breathe down his neck and make him earn it. But we got away with it this time, and that's all that matters.
I think once before at Happy Valley, over about 2200, he went out like the clappers and he broke the record there, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a horse that has run very fast races at times. Two starts back here over Sha Tin, he led them all the way until the line. He got nabbed right on the line, got beat ahead over 1800, and they ran a track record that day as well. So he's a horse that does like to bowl along and use his action. He's not a stop-start horse. He likes to stay in his rhythm. And it, obviously, off those fast fractions, he can keep going as well.
He's a French horse. Did he take a little while to sort of acclimatise and settle in Hong Kong?
His very first trial here, he trialled like a bomb. Sylvester D'Souza trialled him, and I thought to myself, geez, he's a serious horse, this fella. And he was very big and very gangly, and he just couldn't get the rhythm of the pace of our races early on, and he couldn't keep up with the leaders. He was getting back in the field a little bit and getting put off his game. But once he got used to the tempo of our races and started beginning a bit better and putting himself up on the lead, right up at the front where he's more comfortable, he's found his spark again, and he's showing us how good he can be.
Now, by the same token, you must have been wrapped for Nashua Willa getting his first Group 1. He's been there 4 years, and to get one and break the duck over there on the Group 1s is terrific.
It is. You know, it's all about opportunities, really, and, you know, it's hard to get them, especially in these big races. And fortunately for Nash, he was given a great opportunity there yesterday. He gave the horse a fantastic ride from a good gate. It's good to see him finally get that Group 1 here.
Zach, it's so important that it's an understatement, getting on the right horses, but getting with the right stables too, isn't it?
Of course. You know, the biggest stables seem to have more money to be able to spend on the racehorses overseas, so they're getting quite good stock into their yard all the time. And if you're not riding for them, it's very, very difficult to get on those nice horses. So it takes a while to break in and to build up the relationship sometimes, unless you're extremely lucky to fluke getting on one on the way through. But like I said, when you get those opportunities, you've got to make the most of them.
When you went over there, I mean, in your wildest dreams, you probably couldn't have envisioned the success you've had. What was the breakthrough point for you?
Just hard work. You know, the first season I was here was incredibly hard. I was trying to break in against a lot of, established jockeys that had been here for 15, 16, 17 years. And it was hard to get a go, but slowly I just sort of kept chipping away, kept turning up, and I got an opportunity here and an opportunity there. And I suppose things really started to turn around when I got on Little Bridge. You know, I was able to win a few races on him. You know, we won at Royal Ascot as well. And he was probably the catalyst for me to get a quality horse in the big races. And it's just kept building from there.
You were like a greyhound on the lure chasing Douglas White when you got there, weren't you?
I was there for a while, yeah. Obviously, he was 13-time champion and he set the benchmark. And I got to a point where I felt I could be competitive with him, and we went after it. Luckily, we were able to win the championship. And, you know, when you do that, obviously, the quality of ride you get, you know, become easier and easier to get. And it's just continued to go from there. You know, Douglas, I don't have to worry about too much these days. He's sort of slipped down the ladder a little bit. But Joe Moreira is a pretty tough competitor. One fella left and one fella took his spot.
Hong Kong home now?
It is home now. I've been here for 10 and a half years. So.
Yeah.
We're pretty comfortable here. We enjoy it.
Well, mate, congratulations yesterday. It's lovely to get the four, the big ones, the majors. It's like the golf, isn't it? You've done it.
I've done it, yeah. Finally done it. So I'm pretty happy with that.
Well, so are we. We're proud of you too. Good on you, Zach. Great to catch up. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, Zach. Zach Purton there from Hong Kong. Winning the big one over there on the weekend and getting the all four of them now.